Chazal tell us that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, or when Purim falls out on Shabbos, we have a Gzeira Derabah. We say no shofar today, no Dalad Minim today, and no Megillah today. And that's the famous Gemaras that the Chachamim tell us not to do it. So there's a famous question from the Avnei Nezer, the Chendas Yisrael. Author of the Kli Chemda, he writes in his Hakdama to the Chemda, so he quotes from his Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer. He asks, why don't we make, when it comes to Pesach, when it falls out on Shabbos, why don't we make a Gzeira Derabah regarding matzah? We have to make sure it's Shmura matzah, the Shiurim, you have different questions, you have to go and ask your rabbi, ask some Talmud Chacham. Yes, some Bucky. So how come we don't make a Gzeira Derabah and say not to eat matzah? So the Avnei Nezer answers, and the Pnei Yeshua says similarly, we have a Gemara that says, Kohanenas, someone wants to do a mitzvah, Nenas ki ilo lo'asa. He gets credit for doing the mitzvah. And they point out that over here, the Torah says, well, the Torah says, I can't blow shofar on Shabbos. The Chacham said, I can't blow shofar on Shabbos. So therefore, it's ki'ilu nenas. It's therefore, I have to make it honest. And therefore, you can't do it. So Chazal say, when you nenas, it's kiwasa. So therefore, he says, the Chazal never say you don't get the mitzvah of shofar. You do get the mitzvah of shofar. In fact, that was a discussion by Chazaka the mitzvahs, that who gets this year when you're not blowing on Shabbos and you have a Sunday, does the day one person get it? Or does the day two person get it? That's a discussion. But those who claim the day two person gets it, because they claim this, because you also, you already got credit. You already did blow shofar. In fact, it's been a great blowing. So therefore, the Avnei Nezer writes that ki'ilu asa, and therefore you got credit. Aye, so why don't we say the same thing by matzah then? Why don't I say that make the Chachamim should have said no matzah? Then it's ki'ilu asa. So that's a Mefarshim point out that the Avnei Nezer has a chiddush. He says that's only by a mitzvah which is exclusively by Adam L'makom. But matzah has a different aspect of it, not limited to Ben Alamakom, but also in the Persume Nisa, Ben Adam L'chadero area, that it's not enough that you eat the matzah, you got it to Lavincha, there's a whole mitzvah of Persume Nisa, is to make sure that other people see you eating the matzah, when you say over the mitzvah of Sipa, you see as Mitzrayim. So, you have the Nezer right. So he says, really, we would say. Because, in other words, so by matzah, you can't say, it's ki'u asa, because you have the Benanam HaChavero. So therefore, the Chachamim didn't have the Bai Shofar, Benanam HaMakom. The Chachamim have the power because if they tell you not to do it, so therefore they're making you an honest, and if you want to do it, you'll get credit for it. When it comes to B'Dalam HaKavero, Persume Nisa, the Chachamim can tell you not to do it because not doing it isn't going to get the desired result, whether it's giving tzedakah or whatever it might be. And that's the Yisod of the Avnei Nezer. We only say Yis Yisod that goes Kohanenas, someone who's nenas and doesn't fulfill the mitzvah kiwasa, that's only on a banana machavero, on a banana lamakom. But Chavero, you're not going to help the person who's lacking. So therefore, Chazal didn't have the power to go ahead and uproot the mitzvah matzah. So that's the yisod of the Avnei Nezer, that because you don't take Yehoshua, so therefore they couldn't. Others, there are other restrictions the Gemara in Yevamos talks about. Yesh kolach v'yachacham l'akord v'atorah. So one is b'shei v'yatasa, we paskin, that's the way we paskin. They only can tell you not to do something. If you're having a Mac attack, they can't tell you to eat the McDonald's, but they can tell you not to perform the shofar. And then there are other as well, other conditions, something which is mefurish pekra, like miwa. So therefore that they can't tell you not to do it. But other things, like it doesn't say when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you blow shofar, or else your chachamim can't do anything. That's the yisod of the Avnei Nezer, quoted from his Talmud, the Chemlitz as well, that we only say that someone who's nenas ki ulasa, that's when it's been anam l'makom. So therefore, we can view a ki ulasa like shofar, but by matzah, which it affects others, but anam l'chaveiro, pesumenisa, so then we can't say that principle. And therefore, if we didn't have it, no one would get the mitzvah of matzah. Therefore, Chazal didn't have the power to tell us no matzah on Shabbos.